What is Halloween? What is Samhain? You probably don't even know that word. That's the originating god of this holiday, by the way. And what should Christians think about this holiday, if anything? I mean, should we even think about it? Should we just ignore it? Should we just let it go by? And where did this fast-growing American tradition come from? History provides the answers. In fact, I'm going to quote from 13 sources. Encyclopedia Britannica, the World Book, Highland Superstitions, Folklore, Holidays of Legend, the World Book again, the Book of Festival Holidays, the Good Housekeeping Book of Entertainment, Jeff Pollard's book, John MacArthur's book, and even Mike Gendron, the Catholic evangelist, and I even got an email from a missionary in Budapest where Halloween is really big. Paul Held, if you know him from Grace Church. But as we think about this, history provides us answers if we just look. By the way, yesterday, Encyclopedia Britannica became free online. All of you know that are online, right? After 230 years, the $1,250 encyclopedia is now downloadable for free to all who come to their site, if you wade through the advertisements. But it was the Roman Catholic Church who designated October 31st date as, and this was the original name, All Hallows Eve. Or what that means is the Eve of the Holy One's Day. This was their holiday prelude to November 1st, All Saints Day. So the All Hallowed Day was the day before All Saints Day. By the way, this is Reformation Day, too, because October 31st is the day that Martin Luther nailed the 95 Theses that precipitated, by God's grace, the Protestant Reformation. But before the Roman Catholics designated All Hallows Eve, it was earlier pagan people who gave it an annual holiday status and also gave the sinister meaning and tradition that it still holds. No matter what gloss the Roman Church put on it to kind of bring it into the religious calendar, it brought all the baggage with it. And that's what we're looking at tonight. Now, I'll just read to you from Encyclopedia Britannica. The American celebration of Halloween rests upon a Scottish and an Irish ancient custom traced in direct line from pre-Christian times. Although Halloween has become a night of rollicking fun and superstitious spells and eerie games which people take only half seriously, its beginnings were quite otherwise. The earliest Halloween celebrations were held by the Druids in honor of Samhain. There's that name, who was the Lord of the Dead. Who is the Lord of the Dead, by the way? Who has the power of death? Yes, Satan. That's another name for Satan, Samhain. You know, just like God has many names, so does Lucifer, Apollyon, the devil, Diabolus, all of those different lines run to him. The festival of the ancients fell on November 1st, and so their preparations for it began the night before. It was a Druidic belief that on the eve of this festival, Saman, or Samhain, or Shamhain, many different languages have different names for him, the Lord of Death, that he would, on the night before, call together the wicked souls, or the spirits, that within the past 12 months have been condemned to inhabit the bodies of animals. Now see, animism, the whole idea that there are spirits in rocks and in streams and in little monsters under bridges, and I mean, it just works its way into even our cartoons, even what's on our cereal boxes. Those new, I forget their names, but they're on all the cereal boxes now, those little creatures, are all part of this whole plethora of deities from superstition, from ancient paganism.